Corey McCarville, head football coach for the IUK Manning Wolves, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2021 season. Wolves wrapping it up at 5-4 on the year. Coach, appreciate all your time all season and appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, not a problem. Appreciate it.
Corey, you and I were just talking before we started the interview, the strength of your guys' schedule this year. You beat some good teams in Lawton, Bronson, Ogden, Tri-Center, a very good ball club as well. Four losses on the year, three of those to teams still playing, two of them to ranked ball clubs in all of the games. You guys had a chance against everybody you played this year. Your overall thoughts on how the season went?
Well, I was really pleased with how the guys improved as the season went along. They were very coachable throughout the season. We knew that we were going to be in a very difficult district, a really good district from top to bottom, and you know every game was going to be a dogfight. I thought the guys were extremely coachable. I thought we had great senior leadership. I thought we had great energy throughout. So overall, I was pleased with how the season progressed.
Coach, you mentioned got better throughout the season. What areas did you feel like you grew the most?
Oh, I was really happy with how our defense improved. From if you looked at tape from week one to, our playoff game in week nine, I thought the defense really improved. Our linebacker play got a lot better as the season went along. We ended up having a number of guys playing linebacker that never hadn't had a lot of reps, or some of them had even played it before, but they really grew into the position. I thought the offensive line kind of really gelled and got better as the season went along. Our D-line improved. So there's a lot of areas where, if you look from week one to the end, I thought we got better.
Coach, the one loss to AHSD of Oak Walnut, good ball club, made the playoffs. Is that the one, the season opening loss that you wish you could go get back, have back a little bit, lost 20-16?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had, we moved the ball quite a bit against them. We gave up a couple, what I almost call it, cheaper touchdowns. They scored a touchdown late to get the lead. If we can get a stop there, who knows what happens. But, that was the first game of the year, and it was a non-district game. And I think that put a sour taste in the guys' mouth, and I think it really helped propel them forward, realizing that, they could be a decent ball club.
Was it that game that kind of started this, or where did you feel like this team turned the corner and became the team that you guys thought it might be?
A little bit there. When we played Westwood, I saw a little bit of progress there as well. To me, it was a little bit more in the Westwood game where we were able to move the ball. The DeWald kid is one of the better players in our league, and we got some stops on him. So I think it was really in that game where I started to see some improvement.
Really liked your running game this year. What made things work so well for both Amos Rasmus and Ann Cooper Earlmeyer, who both had terrific years?
I thought our offensive line, really did a nice job. We had five seniors playing on the offensive line. Max Nielsen at left tackle did a great job. Andon Spooner at right tackle did a tremendous job. So when you have two good senior linemen anchoring the sides, that helps. Taylor Williams at a guard, Tanner Crawford at center, and once we got Connor Helber back to kind of be a rotational lineman, that really helped things out. And then I thought, we had great balance between Amos and Cooper. They both are very, very good backs. They both have very good vision. I thought they both did a tremendous job running the football. When you look at the stat sheet, we were very balanced. Amos had 185 carries and Cooper had 176. They worked really well together.
Coach, with Amos, got to bring up those last five games or so for him. Ran for close to 700 yards during that. Some people I talked to the other night up at the game at South O'Brien talked about his vision those last four or five games.
Yeah, him not being able to play last year, it took a little bit for him to get going again. We saw it a little bit in the Avoca game, saw it a little bit more in the Westwood game. And then, really after that, I thought he really just kind of took off and he played really, really well. I'm glad that he got over 1,000 yards, got 12-19, and I thought he did a really nice job, and he should be really proud of the effort. And coming back from that ACL, he should be really proud of the work that he put in.
Coach, a tough loss to Woodbury Central. You guys were in that game. That 41-14 score does not indicate how close you guys were late in that football game. But I thought 2 weeks later, the win over Tri-Center, did that kind of get this team going again? Because that was a good win against a really good football team.
Yeah, I thought that was a really nice win. We played a really tough Woodbury team. There's a reason that they're still playing, and there's a reason they're ranked in the top five or whatever they're ranked now. But just the ability to play with them, and we at halftime we were only down one score, and there's a couple other times. One of their scores at half was on a pick six of us, so we were right there with them for a lot of the football game. And then, we turn around and we beat a really good Tri-Center team for our homecoming game. That was a great win for us. Tri-Center was a very tough, very physical team. A lot of really good players on that football team. And, being able to get that win was huge for a variety of reasons. I was really proud of the effort the guys had.
Second half against Loma as well. It sounded like you guys dominated that second half, even though you ended up losing the ball game overall.
Yeah, Logan is really physical up front. They do some unique things with their offensive linemen and tight ends and backs and things like that you don't see every week. Once we got our footing in that game, I thought we did okay. We really kind of moved the ball quite a bit against them in the second half. To me, in that game, them getting that touchdown right before half ended up being, kind of a big play. It kind of stretched that lead out for him a little bit and made things a little bit more comfortable for him. But I was really pleased with the effort we had in the second half of that one.
Coach, you mentioned that the defense got better this year. What do you think flipped the switch for them? When did you feel like the defense started to come around?
I thought, in the latter part of the Logan game, we started to get our traction a little bit. And even the Tri-Center game, kind of holding that really good offensive team in check. The biggest thing that we needed is we needed those linebackers. We had a number of new linebackers. We needed them to gel a little bit. We rotated some guys at D end a little bit, and that kind of helped solidify our rushing defense and us setting the edge. And our tackling really got better as the season went along, because in the first couple weeks our tackling wasn't very good. So we took a lot of time to address that, and the kids embraced it, and they got better.
Coach, injuries, not this season really as much, but in the off season and last season, you mentioned Amos with his knee, Connor Halber also coming back. How much did the injuries that guys were coming back from impact this season?
Well, I think it impacted us in the beginning of the season, because we had a lot of question marks of how they were going to respond and, if they were still going to be the same players that they were before. And, it took a couple games for a lot of those guys to realize that it was going to be okay. And I think really having an off season of weight training kind of where we didn't have it the year before helped us as well.
Heading into the playoffs, you get that big win over Ogden. What was the mindset for you guys heading into that game at South O'Brien in the opening round of the playoffs?
Well, the biggest thing we told them is, this is going to be a physical. The game was going to be won up front. It was going to be really, really physical. And it was going to be two or three plays that was going to make the difference, is what we preached to them all week. And the game was very physical. I thought our defensive line played well at times, and other times we kind of let things slip away. We only had five less yards than they did, so we did move the ball. But unfortunately, we had a number of drives get inside the 20, and they stalled out, which was unfortunate. I thought we left a couple plays on the field that was unfortunate as well. And like I said, two or three plays was the difference. They popped a couple long runs and they got a couple stops on us, and we got behind the chains. And that, to me, was the difference in the ball game. And you got to tip your hat to them. They're a good football team.
Coach, now that you're through the first year of this 8-week regular season, adding extra teams to the playoffs where you get that ninth week as kind of the first round of the playoffs, how do you like the changes to the scheduling and how things played out?
I'm not 100%. I mean, it's okay. I felt bad for a lot of teams, a lot of conference schools and neighboring schools that they didn't end up qualifying. They headed into the last week in kind of weird scenarios where they had to win to get in, or they needed someone to lose for them to get in, that type of thing. And unfortunately, when they didn't get in, a number of schools were left scrambling, trying to find someone to play. And I know a number of schools that they didn't get that ninth game when they didn't qualify. So I don't know if it's the right solution. I'm okay with it. I don't know if it's going to be a permanent solution. We'll just have to see what the state does.
9-10 seniors for you guys, if memory serves me correct this year. Your first year as a head coach, certainly not your first year at IK Manning or with the football program, so you've known these kids probably most, if not their entire lives, Coach. But what does this group of seniors mean to you, and what did they mean to this team this year?
Well, I thought they were a group of tremendous young people. You know, to me, one of the biggest indicators of success is not just how they do in on the football field, but how they do academically. And I think out of this entire senior group, I think I'll have to check the grades, but I think every one of them will be an academic all district qualifier. You know, so they're good people. They do well in the classroom. They're going to be great husbands. They're going to be great citizens. They're great young men across the board. You know, they're multi-sport athletes. They are involved in their communities. They're involved in our school programs. You know, they're just tremendous young men. And I hopefully that they've set a great example for our underclassmen to follow, that, you know, this is what we do at IK Manning in regards to the behavior. We get our grades in, we behave in our classrooms, we're involved in our community. So overall, I can't say enough good things about this group of seniors.
What's the future look like for the program? What are you guys hoping to do off-season wise to kind of get into next season, maybe kind of in that flow and in that rhythm early on?
Well, you know, we graduate a tremendous group of seniors here, and I'm really going to have to challenge some of our underclassmen. You know, we graduate 5 linemen. We only bring 1 starting lineman back. So we're going to have a challenge putting up front. You know, we're going to have a challenge to find some more linemen to develop. We have to get bigger and stronger. We could see that. South O'Brien was a very physical football team. Logan, Woodbury Central, and in the games that we lost, you know, we weren't quite strong enough or physical enough, so we're going to have to address that. We got to get bigger, faster, stronger. And, you know, I think we have a number of good people coming back. We have a number of skill guys coming back. You know, Cooper Erlmeyer will be returning. He's a good football player. You know, Hunter Smith, Justin Sigabart, Nolan Kirkhoff, you know, the list goes on and on of guys that are coming back. Trey Yazoo was a good football player for us. Cooper Perdue was a good football player. So we have a number of guys coming back. But we're going to have to need some of those other guys to develop.
Coach, how did you feel like the transition to head coach went for you this year in your first year as fully taking over the program?
I thought it went really well. You know, being in the program for a number of years, working with Coach Casey as we have for the number of years, not a lot had changed. The title changed, but, you know, things I thought still ran for the most part the same. There was a couple changes here and there, a couple responsibility changes, but by and large, I thought it went well.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, you're so good at getting us lineups and everything fast at the beginning of the week when I email you. You're great for doing all these interviews, whether it be preseason, pre-game, post-game, after the game on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, or here wrapping up the season. So I know you're a busy man, so we absolutely appreciate all of the time that you give us up here at Carroll Broadcasting, and thanks very much for everything this year.
Not a problem. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IK Manning Wolves football program.